DufferBet, proud sponsors of the Welsh Premier League. Welcome to DufferBet, WPL Radio.
Well, there were certainly a few shocks in the DufferBet Welsh Premier League. Gap was shocked by the power of Carmarthen in the top six, and Llandudno was shocked by Newtown in the bottom. We'll be talking to their manager, Chris Hughes, and old gold superfan, Jason Hopkins, in the course of this podcast. Comment from the other games too, plus the DufferBet odds for the weekend's fair. But first, Jonah, we've had some very interesting results over the past 7 days, haven't we?
It just summed up the rest of the season so far, Mark. I don't think anybody who does a Super Six of Welsh football results now in the DufferBet Welsh Premier League, I don't think they can ever collect the way it's going at the moment. It's really tough to, you know, to say you could pick sick result on a Saturday. A couple of years ago, it may have become you could pick it out and you could just fancy yourself to win a few quid if you were a gambler. But this is unbelievable this year. It's unbelievable. I don't think I've picked six all season, to be honest.
As a manager, that must be a hell of a thing to prepare for. You don't know whether you're going to win the next game, genuinely, however hard you work. I mean, you know, Gap Connors Key are no mugs, are they? But, you know, and some people might have fancied them to beat Carmarthen, but we've heard from Hazelwood say that Carmarthen are a challenge, or going to be a challenge.
Well, this is the challenge of the whole league at the moment. Every result Saturday, you know, Bala 3-2, I was at the game. Brilliant game, a lot of Bangor fans expecting to win that one. They played really well, but like Caton said, he was quite honest at the end. Caton, he said, we didn't play great in his interview on Scotty. He said, we didn't play great, but we nicked the goals, and it was just our day. It was a brilliant, you know, one of the best games we've ever had on there. But I just think it is, Mark, it's so up and down this league. Consistency will now be the key. There's 9 games to go for everybody. Anybody to secure 5 or 6 wins, I think, would guarantee what they want, and that includes the second and third spot and the relegation and the seventh spot. I think somebody puts a run together now, definitely of 6 wins out of 9, it'd guarantee what they want.
Was one of the reasons that Bangor-Bala game or Bala-Bangor game was so brilliant was some of the decisions as opposed to some of the play?
Well, you know, Mark, this is like being honest. I've been a manager and I've been involved, and I feel for the managers when it goes against them. You know, every football person knows what's at stake, and it really is a lot at stake for managers, because there's jobs on the line and there's you know, there's careers on the line. And but it is a fact of football. You know, every day when I switch on Sky Sports now, you have refereeing panels on. You know, they're all invited back on to say how the decision went. Howard Webb, obviously, you know, he's making a massive living out of refereeing a game on screen, you know, after the event. And so it's almost an impossibility. If you're going to get Jurgen Klopp on, right, on Monday mornings, you're going to get Wenger on Monday mornings, right, you know, you're going to get your likes of Craig Allison, or you're going to get the likes of Ian Dawes on saying how honest... They're trying to be honest, but it's a game, right? And the game is getting quicker as well. These 3G pitches have no doubt made this so much faster, right? This was the fastest game I've seen Saturday in the league. Yeah, I think, you know, eventually after having 3 or 4 looks, I thought it was the wrong decision. And there you've got it back, you know, the Bangor at being disappointed. But that's the nature of the game. You know, if everybody stops making mistakes, you know, you'll have centre forward scoring 50 goals. You'll have goalkeepers keeping clean sheets. You'll have managers having undefeated records, and you'll have referees never making a mistake. But that's not what football's all about. Football is about passion, you know, enjoyment, and that's why everybody loves the game. And referees are going to make mistakes. You know, that's just the way I look at it, Mark.
Problem with Bala on Saturday, there were too many Joneses around. You didn't get a yellow card as well, did you?
I thought you'd throw that one in. Yeah, Stuart J and Stuart V. Hey, it's hard enough to commentate on. It's a nickname from here on. It's a nickname for one of them too from here on in.
And as one wag on Twitter said over the weekend, Jonah, a Brazilian wearing 91 doing Rabonas at Bala. A game's gone, isn't it?
Oh, brilliant goal. It was a great goal by Branco. He came on, there was still 4 minutes left in the game. I can remember Ian Dawes shouting, there's 4 minutes to go when he scored. You know, we still got a chance. It was that sort of game. I think it had everything. You know, like you said, there was rash tackles. There was a couple of indifferent decisions. There was a couple of great goals. The bar was hit twice or three times from about 25 yards. If it carries on like this, this league is on the up, definitely.
Well, let's get the thought of Ballard's Fisher after the game.
It was either going to be, if they beat us, 1 point in it between us and them, or seven. Obviously, we wanted it to be seven. Great win. Great win, massive 3 points.
It was really action-packed and what a good game for the telly as well.
Really, really, really good game, to be fair. I mean, sitting in, it's no games. A nice game to watch when you sat in the dugout chewing your nails. But for the neutral and for people watching on telly, that was a great advert for the Welsh Premier League. Two great sides going at it.
So, Carmarthen narrowed the gap between themselves and the top four with a 1-0 win on the road at the Nomads. Let's speak to old gold superfan. We've had him on the podcast before. Jason Hopkins. Jason, welcome to the show. How are you feeling at the moment?
Very good, Mark. Yeah, very confident, actually, for the rest of the season.
What's it like to be on the right side of the line in the split?
It hasn't happened for a few years, but yeah, we're very happy. I think it's well deserved that we've got into the top six, and we can relax a little bit. We don't have to face any sort of relegation trouble this time. You know, to know that you're in at least one game at the end of the season for Europa League qualification, you know, is fantastic, and it's just working. It's about working hard now for the rest of the season with the rest of the team. Apart from TNS, we've picked up points against every other team in the league this season. On the road, we're really good, and home form, you know, we could get a bit bogged down on our pitch sometimes, and maybe struggle to break teams down a bit more at home. But you know, away from home, we're really good. And I don't think the gap is as big from, say, us to, say, Connors Key. I don't think it's as big as what the budgets are showing, really.
Well, still to come, we'll be looking ahead to this next week of Davabet fixtures. But another result that caught the eye last week was Newtown's defeat of Llandudno. And I'm delighted to say that the Robins boss, Chris Hughes, joins me now. Every interview we've had with you on the podcast so far post-match has been about, you know, the narrow margins. I mean, you know, in quite a few of the games, you've been disappointed about the result, but certain cases, not about the performance. So do you think you've turned that tide now that you're able to get the results and the performances?
Well, I hope so, yeah. I mean, I think it's 9 out of the 11 games we've lost, and lost by one goal. So the margins are really fine. And I think, you know, that's just, it looks at it, reflects on the standard of the league. You know, we weren't a million miles away, which, you know, has given us a lot of, you know, as a group of players and staff, given us a, you know, hope that we can get out of the you know, position that we're in. But we just do that by solid hard work in training, and, you know, knowing that with the group of players that we've got and the quality that we've got in our group, that, you know, something will turn for us, and that's proved to be in the last month. But we know that that'll count for nothing come Saturday against Real if we don't put a performance in, because they're a very good team and they'll turn us over.
At the last game of the final phase, you certainly had TNS under the thumb a bit. It's quite odd to have that sort of result and then see you in the bottom half of the table. What was your thoughts after the TNS game?
You know, we just focused on ourselves. I think, you know, the way the game went, you know, I think TNS were 3-1 up and missed a couple of chances, and we go back to 3-2, and then you always know you only need one chance, and that was the way it proved. But, you know, well, I think everyone else is getting carried away by that result. We certainly were, because, you know, we were disappointed in our position in the league, obviously, like everyone else, probably, you know, in the bottom six, because it's a massive dogfight down there, and, you know, every game is crucial. But, you know, in terms of ourselves, obviously, you know, we had suffered a budget cut in the summer with the board, and, you know, the expectation from the club is to finish 10th. And, you know, at the moment we're in 10th position, but we want a little bit more as a group, because, you know, our previous experiences that we've had, you know, we want to sample them again. But we know it's going to take a lot of hard work, and good performances, and hopefully they'll bring good results.
Well, combine that scoreline with Kevin Druid's win against Rhyl, and the Lilywhites find themselves in the relegation zone for the first time in a long while, actually. Here's Niall McGuinness.
Not good enough, simple as that. Not standards I accept and not standards I expect. So, yeah, big changes, big words need to be had with the players. Well, they have been had, and hopefully there'll be changes to the side next... Well, there will be changes to the side next week. I think we've given the game. I don't think Druids haven't really had to work to win the game. Nice finish from Ash, but it's a sloppy goal. We've given the ball away in our own final third before for him to score it. And then the set piece is just scandalous. You wouldn't expect that in an under-16s, under-15s game, so... yeah, it's something we can look at this week in training.
Jonah, Newtown's win, Druids win. Is this the start of them challenging Aber and Llandud? No, no.
I think Newtown, we were all waiting for Newtown to kickstart their season. Oswald gets another goal from a corner, good goal from a corner. And it puts a lot of pressure on Llandud, no, because, like we said, Newtown are back in a race on their tail to seventh spot, which guarantees a European spot. A playoff place at the moment are on 26 points, and Rhyl in the relegation area and on 21 just about sums up an unbelievable bottom six. We said all about it. Have Airbus been cut adrift? I still give them two or three games yet before you start pointing out that, because there is still 27 points each to play for. And were they to take 20 from the 27, they're not cut adrift. That's the way Tom will be looking at it anyway. But the rest of them, you know, it's just rolling the dice now every Saturday. It's going to take, like I said about the top six, it's going to take consistency. It's going to take nobody making a mistake. It's going to take a run of, you know, clean sheets for these bottom six sides to guarantee their seventh spot. But it's unbelievable, Mac, honestly. Llandud no one, Newtown two. I just thought, you know, another one I had wrong. I thought that the point may have suited Llandud, no, because they're in seventh spot, but Chris Hughes have gone, you know, got the 2-1 victory, and they're just in the bottom six as well as the top six. They're so hard to forecast. It's getting monotonous to say. But only the good players now will get these sides into the top spot in seventh and avoid relegation. I said it last week. This is where it counts now. You're down to the last nine games. You know, you can't have any passengers now. You've got to have everything, you know, in ticking every right box now to guarantee something for your club in these last nine games.
Well, great to see Jeff Kellaway back on the pitch at Aber. They did beat Airbus, as you said there. Luke Sherburn agrees with me about Mr. Kellaway.
It's a good bunch of boys, yeah, and the results haven't been well. And it's our fault, we haven't been working hard, but after them 3 points today, you know, it'll be another notch now, and the boys will be buzzing to get back in on Wednesday and play the next game next Saturday.
And on to this weekend's games. Remember, go to davabet.com for all the latest offers. Please gamble responsibly. A busy old Friday night of football. All 7:45 kickoffs. And the warning I have to give you people, double thick thermals for these games. It's going to be frozen and foggy. At the best temperatures during the daytime on Friday are going to be 2 degrees. So Lord alone knows what it's going to be by the time we have kickoff. Bala against Cardiff Met, Jonah. We haven't talked about Cardiff Met, lost to TNS in that opener. Cardiff Met apparently very happy with our inclusion of a couple of Cardiff Met players in our team of Phase 1. So we've still got some fans at the Archers. But how do you think this one's going to go?
I just think it's another great game to be at. If I was in the area, I'd definitely be going there. Bala, who secured the victory. Now they are right up for the challenge for second spot. You know, their run at Maesteg is incredible since they've gone on to the 3G. I had Colin Caton absolutely battering me on Saturday, saying, I said about when they change, will they be able to deal with the 3G? And I mean, it was a talking point at the start. The answer is yes. They changed it to 3G and they've had 10 games now. The only time they've lost at home was in the Iron Brew against Forfar. So it suited them and they've stood up to it. So you have to make Bala favourites against Cardiff Met. So, but the Met, they've gone and produced a great performance against TNS on Saturday. Unfortunately, got beaten 2-0, but they'll believe now. They can go anywhere and win. I think the Carmarthen result on Saturday shows what the top six is all about. Anybody can beat anybody, maybe the top team apart.
Met are out of the cup. So they've got plenty more time than Bala will have in the next few weeks to rest legs and change. Does that matter at this stage?
I think all these clubs can deal with one game a week now, Mac. They got good squads. Bala got a good squad. The Met got a good squad. Most of these clubs now have 17 or 18 in their squads. Maybe more as the league is progressing. Their squads are usually getting bigger, and I think they can deal with a game a week. Two games a week is starting to ask questions, especially of people who are not full time. But I think they can deal with it.
And another hot game to warm things up on Friday. Bangor against Gap. This is a very interesting one because of the tightness of those three teams. How do you think this one's going to go, Jonah?
Well, I think after last week, if there was Friday night football available on Scotto, this would have been nailed on, because this is a great game again. You know, Gap, they've been so strong all season. They'll be disappointed at getting beaten 1-0 at home by Carmarthen. Bangor were excellent in their 3-2 defeat. So there's two teams would be desperate for 3 points. You know, I was impressed by the newcomers for Bangor City, the couple of their newcomers. Taylor Fletcher, you know, obviously he's not in the same shape as he was in his Premier League days, but he grafted all the game. He was excellent, and he's a good footballer. You can tell he's played at a higher level. He's a very good footballer. And, you know, I congratulate him on his performance there. But he was the battle sometimes between him and Venables in midfield was ferocious. It was fantastic to watch. And I just think these battles will adapt even more now in his next 9 games. You know, there's good players now knowing everything about each other, and they've got to unhinge the other team to get the result. Hard for the managers, hard for the players, but only the best will come on top with 9 to go.
And we have a basement battle as the other 7:45 game, Airbus against Llandudno. And Airbus have to sort of do what the best they can, I think, at home in the next few games. That's where they're going to pick up any points, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, Mark. I mean, Tom all know we said it most, you know, it's a must win for Airbus now. They got 9 to go. I still say though, Mark, if they get 5 victories out of 9, they'll slam the pressure on other teams, and he will believe that he can do that. You know, they beat Bangor 3-2 a couple of weeks ago. They only got beat 1-0 at Aberystwyth, who were desperate to get a victory. So they've got some shape going again now, Airbus, and they're playing half decent. They just need a couple of results. They have got the hardest job of anybody else now at the moment. But you get yourself two wins in the space of 7 days, and you're right back in it.
And I haven't mentioned any of the odds for those weekend Friday games, so let's go through them first. Airbus against Llandudno. The latest odds from Davabet are 6-4 for the Airbus home win, 6-4 for the Llandudno away win. That's very interesting. 12-5 for the draw. The Bala Cardiff Met odds, 7-10 for Bala Town, 7-2 for Cardiff Met, 13-5 for the draw. It's 12-5 for the draw against Bangor City and Gap Connors Quay, but 5-4 for the home Bangor win and 15-8 for the away win.
Even that, Mark, even that, right? 3 games, right? And you usually think to yourself, oh, you know, it's a Friday evening, I'm sure there's a lot of people out there. Or 3 games in a Welsh Premier League, I think I can pick 2 out of 3 definitely in that. How hard is that? And the bookmakers' odds are showing for 2 of the home teams to be 6-4 and Bangor even 5-4 at home. The bookmaker is telling you this is so hard to pick.
And then on to the Saturday games, all 2:30 kickoffs, of course. Carmarthen Town hosting the New Saints. Whilst I was on the subject, Jonah, of Cardiff Met praising our wise decisions on the first phase, Craig Harrison straight away on the Twitter, Where's Brobble? I can't see Brobble in your team.
Well, listen, like we said at the beginning of last week, we could have put 11, most probably, maybe 11 places in there. We knew we were going to get shot at. My cup of tea at when I went to Bala last Saturday off the girls, it was the first time I'd ever had a lukewarm cup of tea off them, because I only picked one Bala player. This is what it's all about. This league is getting better and better, and people are taking more interest, right? And yeah. You know, Brobble's been excellent. Hey, how about Sizovic? He comes back. He's only played 8 games all season, and he scored 6 goals. He's in the hunt for the golden boot. He's only been back for a few games, so that's how well they're playing.
I said to Craig that the reason I was going to choose Brobble, I was, but then I listened to your wise decisions first. and I changed my mind and I took him out at the last minute. So that's peer pressure from you. So you've got to take 100% of that one, okay?
Having watched Venables, most probably why I stuck in there Saturday as the extra midfielder, right? I stick by my decision. He was tremendous. The best I've seen Venables was won a Golden Boot for 3 years in the last 3 years. But that is the best 90 minutes I've ever seen him play on Saturday.
Yeah, I would agree with you from what I saw that game as well. And then the Chizovic point, yeah, absolutely. He was on my radar as well. And, you know, I don't want to start talk for player of the year already. But he's up there for me, not only because of what he's been through, because that was a heck of a knock. But his comeback.
Yeah, his comeback's been brilliant, absolutely brilliant. And good luck to him, mate. Still 9 games to go. He might still have 4 winners' medals in his pocket at the end of the season and played a massive part in every, you know, part of the 4 competitions. And a couple of months ago, we wouldn't have been saying that. So, yeah, nobody's doubting Chizovic's ability and nobody's doubting his bottle either.
There we go, Craig. We've talked them up. But sticking to this game on Saturday, look, the odds, by the way, New Saints away win 2-9, 12-1 for the Carmarthen Town win, 17-4 for the draw. And I don't know, I fancy 12-1 being a little bit long, bearing in mind what Carmarthen achieved last weekend.
That's the bookmaker for you. To be fair to him, he's being a little bit generous. Or is he being generous because they've gone all season undefeated? And then what he's doing every week, he's offering people every week. You are, there's 12-1. I know there'll be, I reckon there'll be 20 old gold fans will take that. At least 20 old gold fans will take that. You've got to Gap Connors Key second in the table last week, one nil away with a Kelly Morgan goal. And you're at home against the champions. Somebody got to beat him. There'll be a few taking a 12-1. Don't worry.
And of course, we've got to not forget that Newtown run New Saints close last week.
You know, definitely. That's it. That's how hard. I was saying this is how hard the league is getting. And that most probably why TNS's standard is raising again, because they've got to keep winning to keep beating people.
Not last week, the other week, of course, before the split. Kevin Druids against Aberystwyth Town. Again, it's a team that's really on the resurgent, Kevin Druids. And as I said, we've had the chat about whether they're going to be in the mix for the top seven. Kevin Druids are 5-4 at home, according to Davibet. Aberystwyth 15-8, 12-5 for the draw. How do you think this is going to pan out?
I think I have to congratulate them, first of all, the Druids, on last week's win. You know, I mean, I thought Real would have been a hard game place to go after Real's great effort in the Cup when they got beat by Carnarvon, but they still played well. And then they've gone and, you know, they've won 2-0. That's a big win, keeping a clean sheet at Real, because they're usually amongst the goals, Real. Hesp, you know, Hesp got a goal. Nice to see Adam Hesp get a goal. He's been there, you know, for years. And then Ashley Ruan's goal was a brilliant goal. Watched it on Sky on Monday night. He spun his man and lashed it into the top to give him a 2-0. And, you know, I'm sure Hughie would still take 10th, and I'm sure Niall would still take 10th, but they both go into the game targeting 7th. That's how ridiculous it is in the bottom 6.
And finally, Newtown against Real. Well, if the Newtown resurgence is on, this is another one they've got to win, isn't it? And the bookies say evens for Newtown. They say 12-5 for a Real win and a draw. Now, a draw doesn't suit Real at all, does it?
Well, away from home, you might think it will, because if he does get a point and everybody else, you know, there's only a couple can get 3 points, and if it all draws, okay. But I think on the road, Mac, I think if you get a point on the road, even with 9 games to go, right, it could end up a priceless point. So, yeah, Newtown, as you say, Newtown are at home, so you fancy Newtown to win. Real have had a couple of bad weeks, and you'd think a point would be a good result. So they're liable to go and upset the apple cart and get a win. But who knows? But it is time where you go to these games. You mustn't come away with nothing.
But even with that goal difference, Jonah, even with that terrible goal difference Real have got, you still think a point's fine?
Yeah, I really do, yeah, because when you're away from home, you're playing one of your rivals. Newtown only got 22 points, right? Real have got 21 points. I'm telling you now, right, you're in a battle, you're in a relegation battle, which means everything to you. A point is still priceless. You've got to stay in the race, for survival with three or four games to go.
Well, we'll definitely soon find out, won't we? As per usual, Jonah, thank you very much for your time. I hear that you've got to move out of our studio in Cardiff very soon because there's people knocking at the door already. Are they trying to sign you up or kick you out?
Usual thing, Mark. I'm on my way now.
See you next week, fella.
All the best. Thank you. Bye.
Sign up for your Dafferbet account and support the WPL.